Have you ever heard of diabetes math? If you've never heard about it, it's one of the things that I teach my clients. It's a predictive model of diabetes management. In other words, we can predict stable blood sugars if you just know how to do simple addition and subtraction. Now, it's more complicated than that, as most things are with diabetes, especially type 1 diabetes. But today, I wanted to share a conversation with you that I had with one of my clients who had everything click for her with diabetes math. And it was a beautiful story about how she took these roller coaster blood sugars, a stubborn high blood sugar that just would not come down, and all the variables in between with insulin on board, a big deep meal coming up, and more that you'll discover. It was quite shocking, actually. And she was able to piece it all together for blood sugars to come down, enjoy dinner, and cruise perfectly, I believe, at 120 after being as high as 300. So today, really special episode for you, where we unveil a bit of the mysteries behind diabetes math and maybe help you understand why your blood sugars seem to not make sense. And then today we get to explore how to make them make sense. If you don't know who I am, my name is Matt Van de Vecht. I'm a certified master fitness trainer and nutritionist. I work with type 1 diabetics and help them to figure out their diabetes math and blood sugar formulas. So I hope you enjoy this one. It's a real special episode for me when I get to talk with my clients, and we'll see you guys in the interview. I hope you enjoy. I've spent the last 10 years pushing the limits while identifying trends and patterns in my type 1 diabetes management. Follow along as I learn, apply, and share the fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle strategies that I've learned from diabetes experts around the world. The real question is, how can we live fearlessly with diabetes while maintaining stable blood sugars? This podcast is here to give you the answer. My name is Matt Van de Vecht, head coach and co-founder of FTF Warrior, and welcome to Part of My Pancreas.
Well, Serena, I am so excited to have you here for this today. Weeks ago, before you went on vacation, there was this aha moment that you had, and I was like, we got to tell people about this, because it was around like math and everything. But before we get into all of this stuff, I'd love for you to tell a little bit about yourself, just kind of give people a little intro. Maybe how long have you had diabetes? Are you an MDI or in a pump? What's that look like, if there was like a little summary?
Yeah. So, type one for 20 years in December, mostly MDI until I would say about 3 years ago, I switched to Omnipod, and I've been on Omnipod 5 for maybe a little over a year and a half, Omnipod and CGM. And I'm so glad I have the CGM and the pump. I don't know why it took me this long to switch over, but I'm glad that I have them now.
Do you think part of it was just like something new, or was there like a fear of the pump? Because for me, it was like, it's going to kill me in my sleep. I had this irrational fear. What was it for
you? Yeah, right. I think it was just being attached to something. Mm-hmm. So knowing that they had the Omnipod tubeless, I was like, okay, I think it's time to make that transition.
Well, 20 years, that's a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of trial and error, I'm sure, along the way. What was like the, I guess, the biggest frustration or thing you were dealing with before working with us? Like, what was the big reason you're like, this is enough, I can't figure this out?
Yeah, I mean, I think people assume, and even myself, I assumed, I'm like, I had this 20 years, like I should know what I'm doing, I don't need help. But there were a couple of days in a row where my sugars were all over the place, and I'm like, I feel miserable. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. I was like, I think I need more help than I thought I did. Seeing what you guys had to say on YouTube and seeing the results, I was like, okay, this might be it for me.
Oh, interesting. So it's from YouTube.
You just watched YouTube videos. Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, now I'm curious, what made you pick us? Like, was, you know, you're thinking like, oh, it's just some guy on the internet talking about diabetes. That's the guy. Like, you know, why reach out?
I think it was the knowledge and the wide range of topics you've covered. It's not just, here's food, let's cover it. It's, oh, we got to incorporate exercise. We have to incorporate this, that, and the third. And you have to incorporate the mental health aspect to it, and the family health and the family aspect to it, it's there's so many components. And I thought that was important. Like, I noticed that you included them, or at least once or twice I've heard you talk about them before.
It is wild how diabetes has its fingers like in every aspect of our life, right?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. Like, blood sugars do impact everything. So you kind of are forced to, in a way. Well, I mean, anyways, that aside, I'd love to kind of dive into your experience so far. So obviously things are working. You just got back from vacation and you're filling out your form and said you never went below 55, which is a first. Really excited about that. But
yeah,
was there, I don't know, like a moment in the beginning when you just started working with us where you're like, ah, it's actually working. Like, this is a good thing. That stands out to you?
Honestly, I think it was basal test. I mean, even from day one, like basal testing, I've never heard about it before this program. I mean, it's even with MDIs, not that I could remember. I can't remember my endocrinologist being like, okay, you need to fast for a certain amount of time to see if your basal is actually the problem. So I think once I figured out that fasting for so many hours and my sugar stayed range, when the first kind of check that first mark off your list, you're like, okay, this is actually going to work. And then the correction factors and the boluses, just kind of covering your bases, is where sometimes you don't even realize that's where you need to start.
I mean, it's overlooked in a lot of medical offices and just people, right? You think about, I want all these advanced strategies, and it's like, well, we got to start foundation first, right? With the basics. Are we taking the right amount of medication?
Right.
And I think that once we have that in place, it gets a lot more fun because it starts to make sense. You know, it's like, I'm not just going low randomly all the time. It's staying stable. What a concept.
And also not being scared to make adjustments. You shouldn't have to wait 3, 6 months, however it is, till you see your endocrinologist to be like, okay, this isn't right, but should I change it? So I think that helped too.
Well, that strikes a nerve for me, because I remember, you know, messaging my endo, I'm going low every single night. And she's like, we'll talk about it in 3 months at your next appointment. Right. I have to deal with this for 3 months. And then the next appointment, it goes too far and you're high for the next 3 months. And you're like,
right.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, talking about doing it yourself, I think I still have your form pulled up. I do. So you filled out this thing. You said, is there anything else we should know while scheduling this call? You said, before starting with Matt and FTF Warrior. Is it okay if I read this, by the way?
Sure,
this is like public. Okay, cool. So before starting with Matt and FTF Warrior, my management was guessing. I think that's how a lot of us start, right? Where it's like, we'll see if this works. So guessing carbs are in a meal, not even regarding fats or proteins. Yeah, because we're not taught about that. Guessing when and how much to correct and so forth. I didn't always take into consideration all the factors, but now I take more time to purposefully think about what I'm doing to try and see where my blood sugars will go based on the food that I eat, my activity level, etc. I especially noticed it when I had my aha moment with a high blood sugar. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit. So bring us into that moment from the coaching call we had where you're like, calculations.
Yeah, I think I remember it was a new pod. So I wasn't quite sure if it was the pump site or food that I ate earlier, but my sugar was just going through the roof. And I was like, okay, I didn't cover anything. I was like, let's go for a run and see what happens. And I was around 200-ish maybe before the run. And afterwards, I was at like 250 and I was like, okay, I need to cover it. So I covered the full amount. I waited about 30 minutes and my sugar was still going up. At this point, I'm above 300. I feel miserable. I'm just bolusing a lot and it's not going anywhere. And usually when I see these boluses, it's after so long, it's a straight arrow down. But I think I got lucky because it was kind of slowly trending down. It was close to dinner. And I think that's why I raged bolus, because I was like, well, if it's too much, I'm just going to eat dinner and not cover it.
Right.
But I ended up covering dinner because I was still high at dinner. So after dinner, I kind of sat down and I was like, okay, I've got a lot of insulin on board. We're slowly dropping. We're getting there, but I still have extra insulin. So that's kind of when I was like, okay, we need to figure this out, do some math. So I deducted I think it was like 4 units for my meal. I deducted the insulin and I used the insulin to carb, or the correction factor, the 150, from what my sugar was at that point to get me to, I don't know, 100, 120, somewhere in there, which meant I had, I think, like 4 units left that I had to account for. And I don't know the GTR. I don't know exactly how much 1 gram of sugar raises my sugar. So I did it reverse. I did 4 units with my 1 to 8 insulin correction factor, 4 times 8, 32. I was like, okay, I need to eat 32 grams of carbs. And that did the trick. It was a lot of math and thinking and subtracting. I felt like
Right.
that meme where you're just sitting and they have all the numbers around your
Right.
head.
It's like,
Yeah. Yep.
Love
And it
it
ended
though.
up, it worked.
But where did you end up?
I ended up at 120.
Oh my goodness. I love
Yeah.
that.
I
So,
very vividly remember.
I mean, well, yeah, you said 120 was the calculated point, and you ended at
Yeah.
120 as you calculated,
Yeah.
which is like, I don't think people get how magical that feels when you nail
Right.
calculations so perfectly. And that's like the whole
Yeah.
point of blood sugar formulas, right? It's like diabetes
Yeah.
math. But you nailed it though, that it's also a lot. Like that's a lot of math to consider.
Yeah.
But for some people like us, it's worth it to not have it go wildly out of control. You take
Yeah.
5 minutes to sit down, you're like, okay, let's think this through. How much do I need? What's going to happen? Predicting the trend line. So that's amazing, first of all, that you had that light bulb moment. I remember hearing that and I was like, that's what this program is for. You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so fun when I get to see the light bulb moments happen. Because I remember, same thing for me, that one day where it just clicked. I'm like, oh, like your eyes are open,
Yep.
and you can see
It worked.
everything. Wow.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's such a bummer that you had to have that experience in the first place. Like shooting past 300, that's never fun. I mean, I
Yeah.
know what that feels like. But
Yeah.
to be able to reverse engineer that and just kind of figure it out, you never crashed. That's beautiful, especially after Rage Bowl. It's like, I don't always support
Right.
that, but it
Yeah.
worked out for you. No, but that's so cool. And then obviously, well, no one else knows this, but we just had one of our coaching calls like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You're telling me about 98, 99% time and range. I mean, how are things now that you're starting to get these pieces put together and get it figured out?
Honestly, it just feels better. Like I just feel better as a whole. Like mentally, I'm like, okay. Now it's like a test. Like I want to get that A plus. But yeah, I don't the high the roller coaster, it makes you feel miserable. So to kind of have more steady, and if I go high, I'm not like 250, 260, I can hit like 220 and then slowly come back down. Even that, it feels better. Yeah.
You touched on how it feels. Has it, I don't know, freed up your mind? Has it opened up new opportunities for going for walks for fun or eating new foods? Maybe vacation was different.
I think right now I was really think I'm still a little stressed about the process. I was like stressed about what I was eating and covering and that kind of thing. At the end of the day, knowing my sugars were better, that's when it felt a little bit better. I still think I'm trying to get used to calculating and doing all this, figuring out the right carbs and that kind of thing. So I still have that trying to work out, but other than that, it feels pretty good.
That's amazing. Well, and I think it's important to note too, like you're not done, right? Like we're still just
Right.
getting started, getting things dialed in. So we're going to be looking at how can we get it dialed into where it is more free flow, and you're able to enjoy more things. But that time and range, have you hit 100% yet?
No, I'm so close, 99%.
Oh my
A couple
goodness.
times.
Well,
Yeah.
and here's what I love too. Like, what were your numbers standard before the program, time and range?
Anywhere from like 75 to 85, probably.
Yeah. And at that point, I mean, I know you told me way back when, you're like, I want it to be better, of course, but being in a program where everybody else is doing 80%, 90%, 100%, does it feel like you've raised your standard for yourself a little bit? Or like you said earlier, like, I want the A plus now.
Right.
Like, why would I
Exactly.
not? Yeah, we'll get you there. The 100%. That's
Yeah.
really fun screenshot to have on your phone. Just gonna say
Yep.
that.
Yep. I believe it. I mean, even
Oh
looking at my CGM today, apart from this little bit I've had for dinner, it looked pretty good. So I was excited about that.
yeah, I forgot to even mention that. Yeah, so like literally the minute we hopped onto this call, you bumped just out of range, right? You were at
Yeah.
100% for the whole day so far. Tell
Yeah.
us why it went out of range.
Well, I had a hamburger and ice cream for dinner.
Hamburger and ice cream. I love that.
Yep.
So you're still going to end up in the 90 percentages with a hamburger and ice cream for dinner. And what I love about that the most is that it was a bold choice. You saw the 100%, and you're like, I could skip dinner and hit 100%, but why would I do that? That's not
Right.
fun. That's not quality of life, right? So you're looking to have both the happy with fun foods, because ice cream and
Right.
that's a happy dinner,
Yeah.
right?
That's a happy dinner.
But also have healthy blood sugars. So like we're working our way towards
100% with hamburger and ice cream. Maybe that's next week, right?
Yeah, next week.
I love it though. So we'll get there. We'll get that screenshot
Yeah.
and the award. But I wanted to kind of open it up as well. Maybe if you had some thoughts, what would you tell another diabetic who was in your shoes before you signed up? Like, what's some advice you might give them?
I think there's so much out there that we don't realize that we don't know. So much vital information that can help us. I mean, even starting tomorrow, some information that you could learn today that can help you tomorrow. So I think it's important to now, after 20 years, to reach out for help.
That's huge. Well, and actually on that topic, let's hit a golden nugget for everybody watching. Basal testing aside, because that's not an overnight thing, as you know. But if there was a golden nugget somebody could implement today that you've learned from the program that they would see a benefit tomorrow, what would that be?
I think the biggest thing, I don't know, I would say the fats and proteins really. I mean, I knew in the back of my mind, like, oh, if I eat pizza in 3 or 4 hours, generally my sugar would spike, but why? I don't know. What can I do about it? I guess just cover more at the time, but that's not going to help me in 3 or 4 hours. So I think that's a huge piece of information because I do eat fats and proteins on a regular basis. So that was helpful for me. And then the workout part and hydration. Working out regularly and drinking a lot of water to help stay in range.
Oh, sure. I can appreciate that. I was waiting for like,
Insulin sensitivity, to say.
yep, exactly. I love how it turned into this, and this, and this,
Yeah.
and
Right.
this.
I'm not
It
gonna keep going. It's hard to pick just one.
is, right? Because they all help. And the more tools you have in your tool belt, the more you can pick from. Where it's like, okay, if I can't exercise, what else can I do to fix that?
Right.
Well, as we kind of get close to wrapping up, then I'd love to ask you, is there anything that maybe we didn't cover that you were hoping to mention or feel like you should mention as we come to a close today?
No, not that I can think of. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities for questions, which I appreciate. So yeah, I think we've covered a lot of our bases and a lot of good information.
All right. Well, headed towards the next few weeks then. This is just a public declaration. What's one goal that we've got where you're like, okay, maybe it's the hamburger and ice cream. We already kind of talked about that one. But what's something you want to tackle with that 100%? What sounds exciting to you?
Honestly, I think it's the what are the sugars doing so many hours afterwards? Still trying to figure out, is it the fats and the proteins? Should I be exercising? Should I be drinking more water? I think I've got the bolusing down, and I'm looking things up on Google more to find specific carbs and that kind of thing. So I think it's just a matter of what's it going to do to my sugar so many hours after.
Love that. Proactive thinking, right? Now that you know what to look for, you start to anticipate it. It's a big deal.
Right.
Well, the diabetes math queen, thank you so much for for hopping on today, sharing that light bulb moment. I was
Yeah.
really cheering you on that cause. So stoked to see it click with you. But really appreciate you sharing your story. I know a lot of people have no idea that diabetes math is even a thing outside of the carb ratio. So, yeah, really cool that people get to see this and hopefully feel inspired. Yeah, outside of that, obviously, we got a really fun couple of weeks ahead of us.
Yeah.
And you said you came from YouTube initially, right?
Yes.
Okay, so anybody watching this, there is a video, maybe it's the same one that you saw. There's a video you can go watch. It's totally free. You can go check it out to see if you like the idea of diabetes math. We kind of introduced the concept in it. You can go to diabetesinaction.com. And if it's something that you vibe with, you can click to learn more. So, anyways, thank you so much, Serena. You're a rock star. Keep up the great work learning about diabetes math. And thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for all your help.
Absolutely. All right,
Yeah.
everybody. Well, thanks for watching with us. And we'll keep an eye out for Serena's 100% screenshot. We'll see everybody later. And keep up the fight.